Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I've got the champions in today here in the studio. Lacey Pullman, Kate Ziprig, Joey Hurley, Josie Hoagland, and Coach Missy Ziprig. Welcome, ladies.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, you seem so excited. You're wore out. You just like for the last... How long? For the last week, you guys have just been on a PR run, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So you've last year in volleyball you went 36-2. This is the volleyball champs, state champs, 1A. And this year you went 39-2. You won the state champions. Never been won before by a Calhoun High School team. And as far as Calhoun High School girls teams go, you've won the volleyball. Now you've won, years ago they won the basketball, and they also won the softball. So it's a triple crown, and you guys completed the triple crown for Calhoun. Wow, that is super. All right. I'll go around and just ask, well, first of all, I'll go to Coach Missy Ziprig. Coach, from when did you think with this crew, you know, you've had them since they were freshmen, and you said that they've played together since they were in second grade. When did you think, I think we could win a state championship with these guys?
I always knew that this team was going to be special and could do really well. And I always, you know, people kept telling me, oh, you're going to win state this year with these girls. And I always knew in the back of my mind, yeah, we could do it. But I always, you know, I kind of think of these girls as my own kids. And as a mother, you always kind of think, oh, yeah, my kids are special. They're going to do great. You know, they can do whatever they want. So I always kind of like, yeah, I knew they were going to be good, but I didn't know how good they could do.
Because it's a tough.
You never know.
Things can happen. Yeah, somebody can get sick.
Yeah, so. we've dealt with a lot of injuries, through our years. And so I never knew. So I always knew these girls were going to be great. I honestly didn't expect winning state from the beginning of the season. But as we kept going and kept getting closer, and I'm like, wow, this is we could actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was it? You lost two games. Who'd you lose to?
So we lost to Carlinville and Southeastern all on the same day.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I'll take credit for those two losses. So I had to be gone at the end of October for a Washington, D.C. trip. So we had to rearrange some games around. And that tournament was our 7th and 8th or 8th and 9th game that week. So the girls were tired. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a Saturday morning. I think the game, you know, we started early in the morning. So.
And you weren't there.
I was there for those games, but we just, because we had to rearrange the games that I was missing, we had said that many games that week. So I think they were just kind of tired, you know. Yeah. And they're, you know, everybody's allowed to have one bad day. Yeah. And I'm not sure if they realized, but that one bad day happened to be on my birthday too. Oh. So I know.
You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. But other than that, did you have any teams that came close to you or not?
I think our hardest competition was actually in the Super Sectionals against Norris City. That was probably our toughest game I think we had even throughout state. I think Norris City was our toughest competition.
So how'd that go down in Norris City?
Norris City, I mean, these girls played amazing. So,
did they?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Norris City was tough. I think they had two Division I commits on that team. So we came out strong, and you know, I was a little concerned with that game. I was nervous going into that game.
Did that go three?
It did go three sets, yeah. Yeah, we only played, I think, five games that went to three sets. So that one won three sets. So I knew they could do it. I mean, they were playing strong right from the beginning. So, yeah, that was probably our toughest game.
Do you have, like in volleyball, do you have any special plays? You know, do you have things that you can do to throw some wrinkles into the game?
Yes, we do. So we always have set like plays for the hitters. So Lacey calls them out. Lacey, our setter, calls them out before the start of that play. So like a short set or a long, you know, if they want a quick set and stuff like that. So those are played out beforehand.
So there wasn't really that much pressure on you this year? When did you start feeling some pressure that you had to win?
Honestly, we had a pressure right from the beginning. You know, I constantly had like community people telling me, you know, volleyball is the only girl sport that hasn't won a state. So, you know, I had some people telling me right from the beginning about that, you know, like, oh, I think you're going to do it this year. You know, you're the only one. This is the only one that needs to do it. Only, you know, team. So, yeah, there was pressure right from the beginning.
Yes. Now, you don't teach at the high school.
No, I do not.
Where do you work at?
I'm a physician assistant with Jerseyville Hospital.
Yes. And how long you been there?
Oh, goodness. 2003-ish. Well, it was Illini at that time.
Okay.
Or so, I'm sorry, 2005 is when I started with Illini. And then they joined with the hospital about 10 years ago.
And you played volleyball in college?
I did, yeah, yes. At Eastern Illinois University.
I see. And... what do you think? I mean, does that give you a big edge by playing Division One?
Well,
I mean, it has to, right?
Well, it helps you, you know, understand the stress that these girls are going through playing in a big gym. So, and just the stress that you have, you know, from the community expecting you to do well and do good. So, and playing tougher teams and stuff like that. So, I think it does help me out a little bit by, you know, trying to, you know, coach them through some of that mental game of it.
I wasn't fortunate enough to see any games this year that you played, but I did see one or two last year. And I was just impressed with the warm-ups. You know, as I told you last year, I was like, whoa, you guys are like scary when you warmed up. I mean,
we had a lot of people who came and watched them, you know, the first time ever watching volleyball or, you know, haven't watched it for years and years. And the game of volleyball has changed tremendously.
Yeah.
And these girls can kill the ball. So if you're used to only watching like a JV game or a younger, smaller team, when you come in and to the gym and watch these girls play and you got them just making, you know, Lacey making plays out of nothing, you know, setting the ball up perfectly. You got Joy and Kate killing the ball, and you got Josie in the back just diving, you know, across the court to make a save. It's amazing to watch.
Yes, I know it is. I know it is for sure. So girls, we'll start with Lacey. Lacey, move into that microphone. There you go. Okay. You're a senior.
Yeah.
And so, at what point did you think you might win state?
Honestly, I never really kind of thought. I mean, I knew like freshman year, I was like, that'd be crazy to be able to win state, you know. But not until probably middle of the season when we still had only two losses. I mean, I was like, we could probably do this. And we looked at the teams like, and we were ranked in state. So probably the midseason.
Okay. How about you, Kate? Kate Ziprick. Senior, your mother's the coach. Now, how's that relationship?
It's pretty awesome.
It is?
Yep. Me and my mom are besties.
But did you feel like extra pressure in practice or at home or anything like that?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely wanted the best for me, and she wasn't afraid to tell me straight out, like, hey, maybe you should do this and not suck.
I don't think I ever told you not to suck, but.
Well, did she ever yell at you at practice?
No, my mom does not yell.
Oh, she does not yell?
No, she does not.
She's not
yell.
A yelling coach?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's good. how about your dad? Did he ever yell at you at the games?
So, my dad just started getting into volleyball.
Well, it was about time. Got to win a state championship before he gets into it.
He said he likes to watch me play, but he's never been a super big volleyball guy until like this year in the state championship. And he's been all in. He cooked us team meals.
Oh,
it was awesome. He made us chicken Alfredo for every team meal, and
by his choice.
No,
the girls are a little superstitious. We had to have the same meal for every day.
Girls can be that way,
just,
you know?
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have the Calhoun Warrior Girls Volleyball Team, state champs, triple crown champs, with us here in the studio today. Now I'm going to go to Joy Hurley. You look so joyful.
Thank you.
Yes, beautiful and joyful. Move up to that microphone. All right, Joy, now that you've won state championship, where are you going? Are you going somewhere?
Yes.
Where you intended?
Me and Lacey both are committed to play volleyball at SWIC in Belleville.
Cool. Kate, where are you going to go?
I'm currently undecided.
Oh, you're undecided.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Joy, since you won the state championship, all right, and the Triple Crown, and you were walking the halls of Calhoun, are you giving the boys some advice on, like, maybe next year, what they need to do?
I kind of watch what I say about any of that.
No.
I know after we lost in postseason last year, it was tough.
Yes.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Yes, it is. And I'm sure, are the boys very supportive of you and you're very supportive of them in the team, in the games?
Yes. At the end of the season, they were really supporting us a lot. And they also went to a lot of our games and cheered us on. There was maybe some arguments in there. But,
arguments? What were you arguing about?
Well, just like who was more important. We, of course, thought we were. And they thought they were more important. So yeah,
and
yeah.
You were more important.
Oh, thank
you. Of course. I mean, ladies are always more important than guys. Just remember that going down. I learned that a long time ago. You know, guys, the best guys have good women behind them. There's no doubt about
right.
it.
Yes.
And we
yes.
wouldn't, guys would not survive without women, all right, telling us what to do and when to do it. Because, yeah, we would just, I don't know, we'd just disintegrate or... We wouldn't be around. We'd be gone. So now let's move to Josie. Josie.
Hello.
Hoagland, how are you?
I'm good.
So you're the one that like goes scooting across the floor.
Yes.
You give up, you know, life and limb to
sometimes,
win.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you wear helmets or anything?
No, I do not. I just have to dive the right way and it will not hurt.
Did you practice diving on the floor? Or you just do it
naturally? I just think it comes naturally to me.
Is it? Yeah. How come?
I just do it so much. I've been doing it since I played volleyball, so it just comes natural.
When did you start playing volleyball?
I started playing in second or third grade with all these girls at the St. Norbert's League.
Oh. Now, when you played in second or third grade, did they lower the nets for you a little bit?
Yes, they were a little shorter.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. And... how that had to help out a lot.
Absolutely. The fact that these girls started so young and have played together for such a long time. I mean, they just meshed so well on the court. So that definitely helped out. So,
when you were walking the halls, have you had to, you know, give some of the boys some trouble about not keeping up with you?
Well,
you guys?
I would say that most of the time, the girls don't really start it. So once we won the state championship, they pretty much shut up. So
that's a good way to shut them up. Yeah. I heard through the grapevine that after you've won, of course, you came to the football game at halftime. And I saw that. I was there. They announced you, and that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then how did we celebrate? How did you get celebrated after that? Did you have anything? Did anybody throw a party for you? Or did you have anything going on?
Yeah. So after the football game, there was a big celebration in the gym for us. They kind of just like announced our names and they like put out all the trophies and stuff in the gym. And it was pretty cool. I thought there was quite a few people there.
Yeah. I heard you had a parade.
Oh, yes. We also had a parade in Brussels. When was that? Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Sunday. So that was really cool. Also, we got to ride on a fire truck.
And they just took you around town? Did you have a good crowd on the streets?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And you are thinking about, where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
I'm going to Spoon River College in Canton, Illinois, and I'll be playing volleyball there.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Will you play in the summer at all?
This summer, well, until about March, we'll all be playing club volleyball. Uh-huh. And then... I'm assuming we'll just have a little bit of time off, which is new, and then we'll all be moving out and going to college and starting training there. So,
okay. Coach, back to you. Now, what are some suggestions, or what do you think? I mean, you got this team together, and they've done well since you started, right? Since
yeah.
you took them over. Is there anything that you could pass along to others, you know, maybe parents or teachers that are starting young with kids? How do you create a team like this?
I think mainly my role was more supportive. Is just kind of keep them, you know, support them. make them uplift, you know, lift them a little bit and just help direct them in the right way. I mean, these girls were talent, I mean, from the start. So it was just kind of pulling it all together.
Well, I think you're cutting yourself short because there's a lot of talented teams that don't make it.
Yeah.
They don't make it to championships, and they don't, how they might go, you know, maybe win 70% of their games, and right. they have a lot of talent. So there's more than just having talent.
It's just kind of meshing them all together. Like, I've watched, you know, teams that are very good. Like, I believe, like, Kate's club team that she played in last year, that was some, you know, six very talented girls, but they're all individual players, and they didn't play well together. So their team, I don't think, did very well because they were not playing as a team. So I think my, you know, main thing I focused on as a coach was just having them play together and work together.
How do you do that? How do you get them to play together? If I'm trying to coach this team and I have some individuals, okay, yeah. that maybe are really good, and then you have some others that maybe not quite as good, but how do you get them to play as a team?
Well, we do a lot of team bonding, you know, just like a lot of, you know, and then some drills that we do that you have to work together, you have to talk more together, and, you know, it was always just kind of trying to more of an uplifting type coach. You know, I watched a lot of coaches just scream at their girls. One of the state games, I remember one of the coaches ran to the middle of the court and was just like yelling at them full on. And that's just not me. I'm more there to help them, you know, bring them up.
Yes. So
keep everything positive.
Yep. But also, as far as your practice, how do you run your practices? To get that, you know, because I know there's different practices. What's your practice like?
I mean, I do a lot of more game playing in my practices. We always do like the normal warm-ups and some of the normal drills. Focus a lot on serve and serve receive because you can't get too far in volleyball if you can't serve and serve receive. That's the start of everything. But I know, like, as a player, but then also as a coach, I feel like playing and scrimmaging, you learn more from that. So I would think instead of doing more focusing more on drills, I did more on scrimmaging.
How would you break that up percentage wise as far as drills versus scrimmaging?
I would say the first half was just drills, but the last half of practice, at least an hour of practice, was mainly just scrimmaging. And it wasn't just your normal scrimmage. I mean, I would throw in some extras. So we would play, you know, scrimmage, but as soon as the ball dropped, I would throw another ball in or hit another ball. So they were continuously having to move. No resting at all. So, yeah, we had this one drill that we did a lot where they just pretty
much... They're all shaking their heads. Yeah.
And I think that helped us out because the couple games that we had to go to three sets, especially our super sectionals, I felt like the other team, you know, the third set, you could see that they were wearing out a little bit. And I felt our girls never did get tired. They kept pushing and they kept going strong all three sets. So I kind of feel like those type of drills that kept you moving and, you know, I never stopped until they were pretty much red faced and sweating.
What's your feeling on, I don't know about volleyball, but like in basketball and other football and sports like that, there's a lot of running and a lot of sprints. Do you feel like that is a big part of it, or do you do it in scrimmages and drills?
I do it probably more in scrimmages and drills. I mean, the girls did go to the Crunch Gym there in Hardin, and Nate Saggi did do some, you know, did training with them, especially the beginning of mid-season, and kind of worked on them.
So weightlifting is part of your program.
That is, yeah. It was part of our program. But practice-wise, we didn't really do much, you know, especially not much running because, you know, volleyball, you don't really do long distance. So there was, you know, some short acting, you know, more quick reaction type drills. But the majority of our practices definitely were scrimmaging.
Hey, how about the teams coming up? What do you got?
I think we got some future going on with these teams coming up. You know, the girls that are coming up for next year have been scrimmaging against these girls the whole, you know, for many years now.
Right.
So, and they've been playing strong with them, you know. So I really think, you know, we're going to be a little bit different. We're not going to have the, you know, 6-2 hitters anymore. But we got some girls that definitely can hit, and we're going to be great on defense too because they've been defending these girls, you know, this team for years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in today. Does anybody, any last words of wisdom you can give to out there to your people? No? Coach?
Well, mainly I just want to thank everybody in the community. I mean, they have been great supporting us. State was amazing. I think out of the four teams in 1A, we probably had the most fans. So you look up and it was just a whole sea of red. So that was really great. So, I mean, we had people there that really have no relatives or anything in the game. So it was nice to see the community really support us on our run. So it was fun.
That is nice. And thank you all for coming in. Great season. Hope you all do well in the future. Good luck out there.
Thanks.